The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's back-to-back hockey for the Sharks, looking to shake off a disappointing defeat at the hands of the Vegas Golden Knights. Tonight, we're on the air at 6:30 with the Sharks and the Calgary Flames. Before we get totally into tonight's contest, let's review what happened last night.
A set-out crowd of 17,435 was on hand at SAP Center at San Jose. And in the beginning, Vegas showed why they're one of the best teams in the NHL, outshooting the Sharks 15-6 and roaring off to a big start. But goaltender Alexander Georgiev was equal to the task for a while, yet Vegas would take the 1-0 lead 6:58 into the game. Here's Olofsson, lead pass, Hanifin moving in, score! Olofsson with a good zone entry, throws to the center lane, and Noah, one of those offensive defensemen, jumping up into the play, accepting the pass, not taking any moment to even think about it, just let the shot go toward the net with a wrister, and it is 1-0 Vegas Golden Knights. Hanifin, his fifth from Olofsson and Pietrangelo. Pretty quick play, but Hanifin jumping up into the play like so many Vegas defensemen do, made good on his fifth of the year, and it was 1-0 Golden Knights. Now, the Sharks had six shots on net in the first period, and they put some pressure on Aiden Hill early to try to frustrate the Golden Knights by holding onto the puck in the offensive zone, but getting good quality chances toward the net. But Aiden Hill would make some big saves, and here's one of them. Lead on the left, here comes Celebrini, racing across the line, drives one toward the net, save made! And it's stopped by Aiden Hill. Aiden Hill's made at least three excellent stops so far, and that's why it's still 1-0. And it stayed 1-0 until the 14:40 mark of the first period, when a play thrown to the net worked out for Shakir Mukhamudulin, getting his first NHL goal. Sharks are going to try to even the score. Here comes a shot to the point. The shot goes in. Shakir Mukhamudulin gets it to the point. Throws it toward the net. It bounces off of Hill and trickles past the beleaguered goaltender. And it's his first NHL goal for Shakir Mukhamudulin. The Sharks have tied it up 1-1. Oh, that was a great goal by Mukhamudulin. He'll never forget it. Fabian Zetterlin won that puck in a 50-50 chance. And he got the one assist that was so important. Will Smith, who also poked the puck forward, got a second assist with a technical face-off win. And so the kid line came through with the young defenseman, and Mukhamudulin's first ever goal at 14:40 of the first tied it 1-1. Then Alexander Georgiev had to make a pretty big stop with the game all even. Taking it back, Leshinsky throws on the right. Pietrangelo, the drive, save. And that almost trickled through on Georgiev, but he did the splits. Now it's in front. A big save off of Leshinsky right in front of the goal. Right there, great job by Georgiev. Really nice job by Alexander Georgiev to keep the score 1-1 at the end of one. And then in the second period, the Sharks would outshoot Vegas 15-9, but the Golden Knights took a lead 2-1 when Mark Stone, the captain of the team, picked up his eighth of a season, assisted by Victor Olofsson and Zach Whitecloud at 3:27. Yet San Jose would continue to press, and Will Smith, who has been so close to getting some big plays, would make a big one at 5:53. Macklin Celebrini nearly stole the puck. Now he pokes it forward. What an effort to Will Smith. Behind the back pass, Celebrini walking in, shooting it, save. Will Smith in front. He scores! The line combination of Celebrini, Smith, and Zetterlin cashes in. And Will Smith punches the glass in celebration for a big goal. The Sharks have tied the game 2-2 with 5:53 gone by in the second. That was a sweet goal by Will Smith, his sixth of a season, assisted by Macklin Celebrini and Fabian Zetterlin. And again, Zetterlin intimately involved by getting that puck and getting it over to Celebrini, who passed it to Smith to bang it in. 2-2 the score at that point. But then Aiden Hill made a big save on the other side of the ice. Big save made also by Alexander Georgiev. It stayed 2-2 until a somewhat fluky goal by Tyler Toffoli would put the Sharks in front late in the second. And here comes Toffoli. A headman. Granlund across the line. Stick handling. Didn't have his skates moving in the play. Beats behind the net to Toffoli. Tries to center it for Kovalenko, but it goes off the goalie. It's in. Tyler Toffoli is going to get credit for this goal with 4:03 to go in the second. The Sharks are on top, 3-2. What a great goal by Tyler Toffoli. His 14th of the season, assisted by Mikael Granlund and Barkley Goodrow in the final analysis. And so here we were, 40 minutes into the game. The Sharks with a 3-2 lead over the best team in the Pacific Division and certainly a Stanley Cup contender. How would the third period work out? Well, it started off looking pretty good as Alexander Holtz took a 2-minute tripping call to nullify the end of a penalty by Mario Ferraro. 4-on-4 for a few seconds, and then the Sharks would have a power play with a clean sheet of ice out there. It was going to be a great third period for the Sharks, right? Well, wrong. Braden McNabb would start with a shorthanded play in the opening minute 3. And the penalty on Ferraro is already over. Lead pass, though. McNabb coming in. This could be trouble. He stick handles, he shoots, and he scores! That's a shorthanded goal for Braden McNabb. Exactly the opposite of what the San Jose Sharks needed. And it's 3-3 at 1:03 of period number 3. Goal scored by number 3, Braden McNabb. That's a lot of threes. Braden McNabb, goal number 2 on the season from Jack Eichel and Alex Pietrangelo at 1:03. That was only his second career shorthanded goal. And is it somewhat of a coincidence that his only other shorthanded goal he's ever scored came on October the 4th, 2019, right here at SAP Center against the San Jose Sharks. So that was 3-3, shorthanded goal. All right, you shake that off and you score on the power play and you just forget about it. Unfortunately, Jack Eichel had other ideas. Here comes Jack Eichel, shorthanded again, moving in, and he scores! Jack Eichel, with a great burst of speed, got on the D and put the deke on Georgiev, put it off his pad, and in. Two shorthanded goals in the same shift for Vegas, and it's 4-3 Vegas. Two goals shorthanded, 23 seconds apart, the second fastest two shorthanded goals that the Sharks have ever allowed. The record, 12 seconds, so there's a big difference. That happened on October the 13th, 1991, on the road at Chicago Stadium. The goal scorers in that sequence were Jeremy Roenick for Chicago and Mike Hudson, also for the Blackhawks. And I remember that like it was yesterday, but this one also is one to remember if you're a Vegas fan. Suddenly, the Golden Knights had a 4-3 lead, and they would keep pouring on the coals. At 5:46, it would be Pavel Dorofeev that made it a two-goal game. And Houghton puts it off the boards, and he turns Thrun and goes to the attack. Lead pass, breakaway, Dorofeev goes in, and he scores. Pavel Dorofeev getting that headman feed, getting through the defense, dekes the puck around Georgiev, puts it past him, and with 5:46 gone by in the third, the wheels have fallen off the cart for the Sharks. Suddenly, it's 5-3 Vegas. 13th goal of the season for Pavel Dorofeev. Brett Houghton made a nice play to get him the puck. He got one assist, and Cole Schvint is the second assist on that play. It came down to the final minute, and an empty net goal would be scored by Brett Houghton. Off the faceoff now, here's a shot to the empty net. Score! From long distance, Brett Houghton pops it in. His third goal against San Jose this season, and the Sharks will go down to defeat 6-3. 7 of the past 8 games, the Sharks have had the lead in the third period and lost all but one. And that was the St. Louis game where they hung on to win. It's just another tough, tough night against a really good hockey team. Vegas showing what it takes. The best teams always find a way to get victory, or at least give them a chance to do it. And tonight, it was the Golden Knights 6 and the Sharks 3.
As the Sharks approach the game against the Flames tonight, the question is, how do you develop killer instinct? A Stanley Cup champion on the roster, Nico Sturm, talked about it.
It's kind of a learning by doing thing. I feel like if you win a couple of those games, then you, after the game, you realize how you won the game. And it's usually by playing the simplest style of hockey. You know, as long as we're not able to do that at least once, we'll never realize how to get there. So if you keep trying the same approach over and over, like we have the last 6 to 8 games, which have all been pretty similar type of games, you would think, then we'll have the same outcome. And so that's, it's just something where you have to get over the hump. I think it's about, you know, putting your your pride away a little bit, because it is almost a stupid, simple type of hockey that you have to play. That's not about, you know, making the next nice play, but making the next simple play and making their D turn and putting pucks behind them. And that might not result in you getting on the scoreboard, but at the end of the day, you'll give the team a better chance of coming away with 2 points.
We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific time, the Sharks and the Flames tonight. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.